There. No honor in your hometown. So the unbelief in Nazareth, was it the same unbelief that you feel in a hospital room when somebody's overwhelmed and their crisis has risen above the revelation of Jesus, but yet they're still a good God-fearing Christian? They're just in trouble over their head. Is it the same unbelief in Nazareth as it is in the hospital room when you feel unbelief?
No.
It's rejection. In Nazareth, it was rejection. It says it probably in your little subtitle in your Bible. The rejection of Jesus, or the rejection in Nazareth. So watch this. They say to him, well, who do you think you are? You're just Joseph's son. You're Mary's boy. We know your brothers. We know your sisters. Come on, who do you think you are? And it says, therefore, he could do no mighty miracles in his own hometown because of their... If you study the word unbelief, it's rejection. Or disobedience. It's the same reason the Hebrews 3, they couldn't enter into the promised land because of their unbelief, their disobedience. They didn't hear and hearken to the voice of God's word. Okay, now watch this. So in Nazareth, let's just get a good perception of this, because this one has messed us up as believers. We always say, yeah, but you know, Jesus couldn't do no work in his hometown. How many times have you heard that thrown out there and quoted when somebody wasn't healed or something was going? We say, well, you know, unbelief, Jesus couldn't do a work in his own hometown. We pray for somebody and we perceive unbelief and we turn and say, boy, you know, it's a tough day praying for them. They sure don't believe. Well, it's like Jesus. That's how he must have felt in his hometown. It's nothing to do with that. If the person is letting you pray, they want to be healed. These people in Nazareth were saying, you're no Christ at all. In fact, you're off your rocker. We know who you are. We watched you grow up. And now you're saying you come from above and you're the Son of God? Come on. So they did not bring their sick to him.